Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up tonight, we'll be hearing about the increasing problem of Japanese knotweed. You may have seen the signs along the sides of many roads about this weed, which is officially an invasive alien plant species. Donegal County Council is spending €50,000 on its first eradication programme this year, but that is only the tip of the iceberg. But first, a successful Donegal startup company is really going from strength to strength. FarmFlow was set up by two Donegal brothers, Jason and Gareth Deveney. FarmFlow is a cloud-based software that seamlessly integrates into the farmer's working day. By reducing administrative work, FarmFlow allows farmers to focus on farming with peace of mind and knowledge that the regulatory requirements and compliances are being managed. Well, the company is now setting up a research and development base in Scotland, which will work closely with its centre at the CoLab facility in Letterkenny Institute of Technology. I've been speaking with joint founder and chief operating officer, Gareth Deveney. Gareth, exciting times for the company. You are creating a new software research and development centre in Glasgow. The company is really moving forward.
Hey Chris, yes, that's moving forward. We've now opened, our development was outsourced, and we've now got some grant assistance from the Scottish Enterprise, and I will be looking to create 29 jobs. We have 7 of them already filled now. So R&D now is moving ahead quite quickly.
Now, just to recap for people not familiar with FarmFlow, set up by yourself and your brother Jason. Putting it simply, it's a system to allow farmers to record day-to-day work using real-time data, which in the long term cuts out a lot of paperwork.
Yes, that's the aim, is to do away with paper. Farmers have enough on their plate and having to compete with regulations. It's an hour headache. So it started back in 2014 as an idea, and it's grew from there. We do cover the whole farm solution, so we're covering crops, we're covering beef, dairy and suckler, and we have a view next year to also do sheep as well and pigs.
And putting it in a very simple term for people who may be not aware of it, rather than the guy out in the field with a tractor writing something down on a scrap of paper and thinking, oh, I'll do the paperwork later when I go home, you can input it there and there using a mobile phone, and it'll actually sync with the system that you have back in the house.
Yes, exactly. We use the phone as a quick tool to capture the information. It also works offline, so even if you have no internet coverage, 3G, you can still record as normal. And it's capturing this information real time, so whenever the farmer gets a audit, he doesn't have to start looking back through pieces of paper or maybe losing that paper, and this provides the information that he needs for traceability and sustainability to move forward now.
Many people have good ideas, but they don't see them through. And fair to say that this really began from a conversation with your brother. One of you was away, one was at home, and you put the two heads together and came up with this?
Yes, exactly. I had a lot of paperwork. I was actually getting an inspection myself. My brother, he's worked in IT and just said there must be an easier way than this. Came up with the idea if we developed a simple application to use on our own farm in Donegal, and it kind of grew from there with the support of Enterprise Ireland. And now we've actually taken it a bit further now, trying to develop a good core in the team.
And your base has been at the CoLab facility at Letterkenny Institute of Technology?
Yep, we're still in the CoLab. We're going to run support and admin from Letterkenny, and research and development is going to be run in Glasgow. My brother lives in Glasgow with his wife and two kids, so it sits him, and he used to work there, so he knows a lot of good developers to bring them on and join FarmFlow.
Now, technology is moving so fast, and all products really need to be constantly updated. I presume that's a challenge for yourselves.
Yes, it's every day there's something new. Like there's now just bringing out driverless tractors, and it's all satellite imagery and sensors, kind of IoT of things. So we're looking to try and connect all this technology together and make it easy for the farmer to adapt.
And when you say that this new centre is looking at software research and development, can you give us a sort of an idea of what avenues you're going down?
Yeah, well, one of our new products we've just released at Deployin this year is FarmFlow Agronomist. So we're connecting the advisor to the farmer as well, so the advisor can help the farmer and be more closer in what he does and support him, and then send that information digitally to the farmer's hand. And then basically all the farmer's going to have to do is just hit apply, because the advisor's going to be doing most of the work for him. And another thing we're looking at is satellite imagery, where it can actually pinpoint crop health, soil conditions, that sort of information, feeding that back into the farmer as well.
When people are shown some of your products for the first time, you know, a lot of them may find that this is something really new to them. The initial reaction, can they believe just how much time it can actually save them?
Yes, our early adopters and the customers now that's using it, once you get them on, once you show them the value, they definitely see it, you know, and they keep on using it. With the feedback now we've taken from our customer base over the last 12 months, this is a challenge now for our new team in Glasgow, is to actually make our product more better, more user-friendly, and more quicker as the farmer inputs the data in the field.
Now, your initial customers, many of them were in Donegal. As the product has expanded and you've added on things and improved it, what sort of market are we dealing with now? Have you got customers all over Europe? Are we outside of Europe at this stage?
Yeah, we've brought in a new CEO, Dan O'Donoghue, and we're still a startup, and he's came in and he's quite a heavy hitter, and he's just given us a bit of structure, because we were kind of trying to spread ourselves too thin. So we are targeting Ireland and the UK first. We have signed a distribution deal for Australasia, and there's actually a technology dealing smart data, and they're going to be a reseller over in New Zealand, Australia. So that's where we're based ourselves first, but we do plan to then expand into Europe.
And Dan O'Donoghue, who's now your CEO, he has considerable experience having worked with the likes of Jerry Gold and Guinness.
Yes, Dan was 12 years with Guinness, first of all, and then he was their head of sales in Dairy Gold for 11 years. So, it's good to have him on board. He's been fantastic in helping drive us forward. But also, we're just putting together now a very structured board as well, mostly from our investors from London. And, yeah, just to drive FarmFlow now forward out of to the next stage.
And you've come a long way in what's been a relatively short period of time, and no doubt there have been obstacles along the way, but it's important to get the message out there, there is support as well for new enterprises.
Yes, we've had a lot of support from Enterprise Ireland. They've been great from day one, and now obviously we're getting support with Scottish Enterprise as well for starting up in Scotland as well. So yes, there's plenty of support out there, and the CoLab facilities too in Letterkenny is fantastic for startups, and not just FarmFlow, but there's a fortunate great startups in the CoLab doing great stuff in different areas.
We hear
it's good for Donegal.
We hear an awful lot about the importance of broadband and having sufficiently high broadband speeds, and you've touched on it there. I mean, CoLab is a case in point, because you do have that high quality broadband facility out there, and in turn, as you get a hub almost in a place like Letterkenny, it brings in more people with similar skills, but at the same time it can also lead to shortages in recruiting people, and that's one of the challenges that many firms have locally.
Yes, it's another reason why we had to go to Scotland, just trying to get developers is very difficult, especially to come and join a startup company, because there's so many big, large American companies coming in and creating 800 jobs, etc. for Letterkenny, which is great. But for a startup company, it's very hard to get a person to leave a secure job and come and join a startup company. So it has its challenges as well. Yeah.
So just to explain to people, you're developing the software for products, and when it comes to them to actually putting them together, and you would still source certain amount of things out and get things done elsewhere?
Yep, as I say, all the development now is going to be Scotland and Letterkenny, and it's going to be customer support and admin. And then we will have the sales as well out in the ground.
And the products themselves, in terms of potential customers out there, we literally are talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of farmers.
Yes, it's a massive market. There's 17 million in Europe alone, and the more and more pressure is coming on them to provide fully traceable food now, driven by the consumer. So it's getting more and more difficult for the farmer, but technology is there to help. And here, FarmFlowAir are trying to make a technology a lot simpler to use, just on feedback we're getting over the last 12 months.
And finally, Gareth Devenny, Chief Operating Officer of FarmFlow. Given the leaps and bounds that you've made in the space of a couple of years, looking into the crystal ball, who knows what's ahead?
Yes, certainly. We are working quite closely now. We have five very strategic accounts now. One of them is actually distilling malt for Waterford Distillery, which is very exciting, and we're doing some great work with them now. So yeah, hopefully things keep moving and we take the next step.
Gareth Devenny there, the Chief Operating Officer of FarmFlow. Now something completely different. Japanese knotweed is causing problems all over Ireland and the UK. The decorative plant that first came to these shores over a century ago is spreading fast at the expense of indigenous plants, and it can come up through concrete and roads. It's even been a problem at the building of the stadium at the London Olympics. I've been speaking with Martin Lynch, an assistant roads engineer with Donegal County Council, about the issue, and something that could be an added headache for farmers in many places.
Martin, the council has heard about Japanese knotweed. It's a growing problem all over the country. There's a budget here in Donegal, €50,000 this year. Explain exactly what it is and what the difficulty we are facing.
The difficulty we're facing is it competes all natural, the natural plants. It grows densely, and it spreads so easily with small fragments the size of your fingernail, enough to promote growth in a very short space of time, a couple of weeks. It can affect roads. The strong root system on it can get under roads, concrete, tarmac, penetrating, and eventually any weaknesses in it, it'll find them and grow through them.
Now, the council has done a lot of work, and maybe one of the difficulties for people is we may not know what exactly it looks like. The council website has got examples.
Yeah, the council website, in conjunction with Invasive Species Ireland, has a lot of useful information on how to identify it. It's a zigzag bamboo-like stem. It's hollow bamboo stem is the easiest way to identify both Japanese knotweed and the Himalayan knotweed, together with a heart-shaped leaf with a straight line leaf at the bottom.
And there are signs around the county now that the council has erected warning people not to spray. If you come across it, if it's on your line, on your own land, what is the advice?
The advice is, if it's on your land, it's the landowner's responsibility to deal with it. What we would recommend is to follow the best practice guidelines, which is to spray an application of herbicide, which we are using as a Roundup, a glyphosate-based pesticide, which what the council are using is Roundup, a spray in the August to October timeframe, and continue its treatment over 3 to 4 years, possibly longer, to slow it down and eradicate it eventually.
We're talking about maybe 400 or 500 actual identified sites in Donegal, and no doubt there'll be more.
Yeah, sorry, just to clarify, we have 250 has been identified in July time. There's been other identified by area engineers in the local areas. Road Central hasn't been out and surveyed them yet, but the overseers know what they're looking for, and at least 400 to 500, possibly more.
If we look further afield, you gave an example of the London Olympics. This is a really big problem because the knotweed can get underneath concrete, it can come through tar. There's examples around Donegal, and it can lead to very big costs to rectify matters. And at the London Olympics, they actually had to dig up and take an awful lot of this away.
Yeah, and the London Olympics, well, it was time constraint for the erection of the stadium, they had to dig and dump. The best practices is to contain it on site. Either dig it from one part of the site, move it to another, and bury it 5 to 7 metres deep with the use of a membrane, which has to be welded and sealed, and treated with herbicide as well to ensure it's eradicated.
And finally, this is a problem that's growing. I mean, the weed has been there for many years, and there's a number of different species. Why is it only really coming to light now?
The reason it's only coming to light now is more people are becoming more aware of it. The education's got out there. I think it's really the education. People are getting educated on it. They're seeing that from their cutting it, they've only made it worse. People want to get rid of it. I think it's really just education. People know what it is. As I said, like many people are calling up. They're not sure what it is in July. Now they're phoning up. It is. They're aware. They know what it is. So the awareness campaign, I think, has been very good in Donegal.
Martin Lynch there of Donegal County Council. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €3.65 to €3.70 a kilo. Heifers €3.70 to €3.80 a kilo. O grade bulls €3.70 a kilo. R grade bulls €3.80 a kilo. U grade bulls making €3.85 a kilo. And O grade cows €3 a kilo. R grade €3.20 a kilo. And U grade €3.40 a kilo. The sheep prices, spring lamb €4.70 a kilo to 22 kilos. And ewes €2.40 a kilo. Well, that's it for tonight's programme. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.